Hi guys, welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. I feel like you're giving tea and I'm giving toast.
Yeah, that's fair. Tea and toast. I was going
to
say, you've saved yourself there because
I
was
really
about I was about to be like, this is the second week in a row.
I know, but because we're filming in like the late afternoons, if I have a cup, like, if I'm feeling a cup of tea, absolutely great, fine. But it's normally around this time I'm like so thirsty. I think because I just don't drink
That's
enough.
fair.
And I'm
You know
such a
what?
morning cup of tea person.
You're such a
And then I
Prosecco
have it on
gal.
night.
So just start bringing the Prosecco. I'll start bringing the tea and you start
I
bringing the
know.
toast.
Exactly. But yeah, how are you, sis? How have you been?
You know what? I'm really, really good. I need that cup of tea. I've just got it from work, but I'm feeling really good. Had a very chilled, nice weekend. Just me, Richard, and the dog. Biscuit had his jabs, like his
vaccinations. What jabs do dogs have?
They have like yearly top-ups to like not get the diseases that they can get from like other animals and all that jazz. I don't really know. I was just like,
all
yeah,
right.
we just take him every year and he has his like top-ups because you have to have them when they're puppies.
Does it
so
make
he
them
was in like
poorly?
he was in proper like feel sorry for me mode and was like, you know, when he's like, I mean, Biscuit's needy anyway, but he was like ridiculously needy. But
We
I
love
was
a needy
like
king.
so here for it. I was like, oh, I can't do anything because Biscuit wants to give me a cuddle.
Use it as my
So that's
excuse.
how our weekend was. And then yesterday we went to the outlet because Richard wanted to
love a good outlet shop. I went to Cheshire Oaks the weekend before.
Oh yeah, well, we, to be fair, we got in the car and I was like, we're going out somewhere, we just don't go out. We're like,
we're
going
going
shopping and it's like a groundbreaking thing. But Richard keeps looking online at different suits and different things for the wedding.
Yes, have you got any wedding updates? I was going to ask you about this.
Well, Richard has picked his outfit, his suit
From the outlet?
Yeah, he got it yesterday.
Where from? Which shop?
From Hackett.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
we
show
love
you
that.
Offline.
Yes.
But he, because he
is it the
loves.
colour tone? I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture. They basically.
That's
We
very
were just
impulsive.
Going...
The first. Was it just
I
the
know.
first place you went and he just was like, yeah, this is my wedding suit?
Well, we went to
He's
a
got to
couple
stay the
of.
same size for a year now.
I know. I feel like that's so easy for guys.
Yeah.
He'll probably need to get the trousers like tailored a little bit. Anyway, and he can always get the jacket tweaked, but he does need to lose just a tiny bit of weight to feel super, super good.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I
You
feel
know
like
what?
it's very him.
It's very him. It's very like British, I feel like, which is good. But it looks heavier than I thought it was gonna look.
That's what Mum said, but it is linen.
Oh, fair enough.
It's
Yeah,
not heavy,
no.
but it is obviously good quality.
Is he? I mean, he looks in this photo very, very pleased with it.
Oh, he was so happy. Like,
Oh,
it was
that's
actually
nice.
So nice. He nearly cried, Luce. We're talking
Oh,
about Richard here.
stop. He has emotion.
I know. And it was so nice. And it was just.
Why do men always cry over things about themselves, though?
No, stop. That's what Mum
Because
said
why? Because
about
why?
Dad.
No, literally. Why do men.
Mum.
They only get emotional when it's about themselves.
But I like pretend he like came his arm for me to like link with. And then I was like, oh no, you stand at that end and I'll pretend to walk down the aisle. And then he said,
Oh no,
stop, you're
that's
going to make me
really
cry.
cute. That's
And then
really
he was
cute.
actually being serious. And I was like, oh, this is really cute.
Oh my God, do you think he'll cry on the wedding day?
Yesterday he said to me, I think I'm going to cry. Which I think
Oh,
he hadn't
that's
really
just
thought
what every
about
girl
before.
wants, though.
I know. Well, we didn't have intentions of buying it. We were just going to have a look round
when
because...
When you know, though.
Yeah, he was just like... The thing is about Richard as well is that he's quite strong-minded. So if he's decided that that's what he wants, he might as well just get it. Because then he was saying to me, like, nothing's going to annoy me more than if we don't get it. And then because it's the outlet, you never know if it's going to be there again.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad it's kicked off because it could just be about me now.
Yeah, exactly. What I will ask, are you a bride that is going to have a strict hair thing for the guy? Because Richard has had a few hairstyles over the years. Like, have you said you can either have this or this? Or are you saying Richard, you can do what you want?
Richard decides what haircut he's getting when he's in the barber's chair. So he could either come back basically bald or he comes back like with some crazy slick back do. I've said that I want it,
I think the curly is nice.
I want it curly but shorter than it is obviously in that photo.
Yeah, and obviously the side short.
That's what I want.
So you have said
like
how you want it.
Yeah. But every, like he was talking to Bob yesterday, which is his best friend. And he was like, oh, how are you going to have your hair? And they started talking and I was like,
don't
start getting any ideas, guys. Like,
Like
the thing is,
the photos have got to be timeless.
His barber is our brother. So I could be like, no, John. This is what I
expect.
Yeah,
that's so true. Yeah, you're just going to tell John, like, what the vibe is.
Yeah. Yeah. I also, sorry to still talk about the wedding.
But I love it.
I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, but Sophie sent me, you know, the odd muse dresses that a lot of people get for, like, their...
Yeah.
Actually,
Where they get married in the UK.
Is odd muse, like, a big thing? Is there something going on with odd muse at the minute? I feel like I've seen some negative TikTok videos.
Sophie mentioned this. I've not seen anything because I suppose I'm not really the target audience. So it doesn't come up on my FYP, although I do like some of the stuff. But Sophie said to me that she's getting maybe a bit of backlash because they're not as sustainable as they've been making out. Or something. Like, I think like if you make a sustainability claim, it has to back up or otherwise you're just like asking to...
And then I'm getting, I mean, I've not really seen anything, but from the one thing I did see, I'm getting vibes that people were saying like, well, people are asking for the figures or people are asking for the stats. So if you've got nothing to hide, just show it kind of thing. So maybe it's to do with the sustainability thing. I know. Anyway.
Interesting.
Obviously, because they're not very you as a brand, but like you could see that they probably are quite me as a brand.
Yeah.
And Sophie sent me a link. I've not even opened it. So I'm going to open it with you.
Oh my God, what have you got?
So... She sent me, you know, the short, it's like a short dress and it's got a square neckline with beads on and it's long sleeve. Basically, on flannels, it was down from like £150 to £44.
Really?
Yeah. And like Sophie sent me a TikTok that obviously was like, if you're a bride to be, like, because obviously I could wear it for like night before or hen do or like there's I don't know when I'll wear it yet, but we were like, it's £40. How can you not get it kind of thing?
The other thing is, what size have you got? Because you're on such a good like weight loss journey.
I know. Well, it looked like everyone sort of put a thing that sizes you have to size up.
Okay.
So I got a bigger one than obviously I'm hoping to be, and then like the waist and stuff we could just get altered. I think because it was like £40, I was like, well, I could just pay to get it altered.
Let's see it. This is so exciting. I feel like you had nothing to do with the wedding and now you're like full guns ahead and I love this.
It feels nice. It's like, oh my gosh, we're getting married. Oh, it feels like that feels quite premium. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I think I actually know exactly which dress you're on about now. It is so bridal. I feel like I've seen so many girls in it, but it just looks amazing. Like the thing about odd muse is you can like really appreciate their dresses. Wow. That's stunning.
That it feels really good quality.
That looks stunning. £40.
Yeah. £44, I think it was.
Is it still on offer? Because guys, if you're listening to this, get on flannels.
Oh, it actually looks gorgeous. I'm really happy with that. Obviously, it's not going
to
fit.
Oh my God, you have to send me a picture when you've tried it on.
£145 full price and I paid £44.
They're maybe bringing out a new bridal collection, so this is like old.
I'm really happy with that.
That's
amazing.
And I
ordered it on Saturday and it came today.
Absolutely buzzing with that. We love a bargain.
So yeah, a couple of
gorgeous
nice
vibes.
Little, it felt quite nice. I was like, and then obviously I'm not an extra centre of attention person, but I do like a bit of, I'm kind of like in between you and Sophie, like, aren't I?
Yeah.
Like, as
if you're going for it, you do like it. And if you are feeling yourself, you are like, no, I am the moment.
Yeah. So then I got like quite excited because we're going away. I was like, oh my gosh, I can make it and you could help
me.
Like
bridal.
A full week of white bridal outfits.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy that you're getting excited about that aspect.
Yeah.
Can I be your stylist, please?
I think because I've lost a bit of weight as well,
can
I guess
be
you
the
start
wedding
to feel more
stylist?
Comfortable and happy in clothes. So
yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Wedding stylist, volunteer.
You could definitely... That
yes?
will be in my, like, proposal box. Will you be
love
my wedding
that.
Stylist?
Love it. Yes. You can ask me about that as well as bridesmaid.
So, yeah, that was really nice, really exciting. But I want to hear about your weekend.
I did have a weekend.
I have it looked incredible.
I do not look right now, if you're watching, like I did at the weekend. I feel like I'm on such a bit of a come down today and I'm just watching all these TikToks like, how is anyone supposed to function normally after that concert? Don't know, I went to see Beyonce at the weekend, the Cowboy Carter Tour in London, and wow, sensational, phenomenal, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Like, there's just not a word to describe it. She isn't human. Facts.
It just, the show was, it literally looked like high energy, amazing performance for like every single song.
Every single song. I don't know how she does it. It was pouring down rain. She was just singing and dancing these absolute bangers in the rain. She literally laid on the stage in a huge wet puddle and made and didn't even flinch.
She's such a performer.
She was born to be a performer. Just the facial expressions, the way she calls, she looks for signs and calls people out, comments on people's outfits. She's just like a queen. She is a queen. Like, I know I'm a fangirl, but it was just sensational. And it was my first ever solo concert. I never felt like I was on my own once, because you're just watching it vibing anyway, whether you're with someone or not. Obviously, if you're with a friend, maybe like the before and after, and yeah, you can interact with each other dancing during, but I didn't feel like I was on my own once. It was actually just good to go in, do what I wanted to do, leave, and be done.
I think especially when, because you love music and feeling the vibe, that you get in your own sort of state of mind anyway.
Yeah, exactly. When she did Yaya,
you just looked so happy. You looked so happy.
I was so happy. I was so happy. And I think just the build up all week of like sharing the glow up and the pressure of the outfit on TikTok.
We'll talk about
it. I just then felt like it was just then like one big like this is it. This is, and I just think it actually helped me get more excited. And I didn't think that was possible to get more excited.
Was it like euphoria?
Yeah, it really was. And she just never, ever fails you. Never fails you. Like, and I really, really knew, like, every song off the album off by heart. Like, I channeled Cowboy Carter, this album. And then when she came on and did a Renaissance medley for 20 minutes, I was just, like, everyone lost their shit. It was incredible. She did Irreplaceable, and I've never seen her do that live.
Yeah, she did. She did this really short snippet when we went to see her at Manchester.
Oh yeah, well, like really short. She actually did it, and I was like, I've never heard her do this live. She did If I Were a Boy,
screamed.
Never heard live. If I Were a Boy.
Yeah, she did everything. It felt like, you know, honestly, when we went to see Rihanna that time and we were literally like, there wasn't a single song that she didn't do.
She didn't do, yeah.
That's what it looked
honestly,
like.
I know, 3 hours she was on stage for. It
How
was
old
just
is she?
In her 40s.
She's incredible.
I don't think it. The outfit, when she came out in the fur coat, I lost my shit because, again, if you guys don't know or follow me on TikTok and you just listen to the podcast, like, I basically had this massive cow print fur coat that I, like, chopped up and made into, like, a three-piece outfit set. And when she just came out and did This Ain't Texas in a fur coat that looked like mine, like, I had so many people message me be like, oh, my God, she came out in the coat, in a coat like
you. Was that the song?
Yeah, that's the song she came out to it in, and I was just like,
it's actually such a banger.
And it was a new outfit that she debuted that night, so it's not like I knew, and I was just like, really channeling Beyonce.
You didn't know, but you did know, because you were meant to be.
I know, it's crazy how much time and brain space went into this outfit, but you guys don't realise that is my function. That's my happy place.
It is.
Yeah, when I say that skirt got made and safety pinned together on Friday, literally like just before I left, but it came together. So we all good. I was that confident about it, I didn't bring it back up. And then when I was getting dressed for the concert,
bold.
I shit myself and was like, I don't have a backup. It doesn't look as good as I remember it looking. So
yeah, we need a behind the scenes.
I was saying on TikTok this morning, everyone kind of got the like PG version of that get ready with me. I was like Bridezilla. Poor Yannick didn't know what to do with himself. He just like stayed silent, tried to help. At one point I was like, can you just please help me safety pin these boots? And then he came over with the safety pins and I was just like, no, let me do it. And then he was like, you know those memes where it's like just someone like at work is just looking busy because they don't, and I was like, he was just,
yeah,
it's like he was like that.
It's
like,
awful. You cannot.
No, but the thing was,
when you're in an outfit meltdown,
I didn't have a full length mirror. So when I had the boot bits on and then I put the jacket on, but I could only see half of me, I was like, it's just not looking right. Something's off. The room, it was like chucking it down with rain, but warm. It was like really humid, horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Sticky.
And you were putting fur on against you.
Yeah, I had this fur coat on I know it was cropped, but my, like, it was insulating. And then we couldn't work out how to open the windows in the Airbnb. Poor Yannick was like, if I don't open a window, like
someone else.
I was literally in the middle east get ready with me, like sweat dripping on my face. I was like, my makeup's gonna be off by the time I even leave this room. So yeah, I was just having an absolute meltdown, and I think what it was I had so much pressure on myself because I just had people, like, rightly, like, I was so buzzing that people were engaged and wanted to see the outfit. But because I'd bigged this up and I was going to make this outfit and this and that, I was just like, I can't let anyone down. So I have felt so much pressure for it to look so good, because I was like, if this gets a bad reaction, and because it's so out there, if I show up and it looks a bit naff, I'm going to just look like an idiot.
Yeah, you, and obviously within one fashion's your thing.
Yeah.
That's the last
There's
thing
an
that you want.
Expectation.
Yeah.
So, and I just wanted genuinely. It to, like, yeah.
I mean, you looked incredible.
Thank you. I feel like I posted the transition just before we got in the taxi. And in the taxi ride there, I was getting so much love on it. So I think that helped me. I, like, stepped outside of the taxi when we got there, confident, like, bam. When I say I stepped out of the taxi and we started walking to the stadium, we were about four steps in. People asked me for a photo. And then Yannick was just like, yeah, she's going to get her confidence now. And then
so
I was
nice.
There outside the stadium getting my photos. About three more people came and asked for a photo. And then everyone just kept being like, oh, this is so nice. Then when I got in the stadium, so many people asking for photos with me.
What,
not because
just
of like, yeah, just
because
the outfit.
They liked your outfit.
They were like, oh my God, your outfit. Can I take a photo? Like,
if
oh,
you're watching on YouTube and you've not seen, here she is. You yeah. just looked incredible, sis. I was so proud.
Thank you.
I was such a proud sister when I was, when I tell you, I've refreshed and looked at these comments 50,000 times. Richard
Thank
keeps
you.
Being
Me
like,
too.
Richard keeps being like, what are you doing? And I'm like, just scrolling through Lucy's comments.
I know. The thing is, I've tried to get back to everyone today, but TikTok's put me on a comment ban today because they say I'm commenting too fast. So I have to, like, not, I can't reply to anyone until tomorrow now.
Oh, you've been banned from a bot thing.
I suppose maybe it's because, like, maybe for a troll or something. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, but I guess that makes sense.
I've made too many comments. You're like, so I'm trying to get back to everyone.
Just let me appreciate people, honestly.
I know, just let me live. But yeah, it was nice the as most well. Magical night. And then, yeah, like, people commenting about a clothing brand. And I'm just like, with the eyes. So I just feel like I want to just channel
That was getting a lot of likes, which was making me very happy.
About the clothing brand?
Yeah, like that got a lot of likes.
Was it? Okay, yeah. I think I have seen a few comments, but like I say, I've not managed to get back to everyone yet. So hopefully by tomorrow I've got back to everyone. But oh, I just feel like... I feel pressure that I need to keep on this because Chris Brown is this week. And I'm like, okay, I feel like... this Chris Brown outfit has to be, like, made now, and it has to be better than anyone else's, and it has to be over the top. But then when I've been looking, because he did his Amsterdam show, the first one, at the weekend.
Yeah.
It's not, like, Beyonce has, like, the Bay Gala, and Beyonce fans are very like that. Everyone's wearing a
Beyonce fans show up.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we do. But, like, Chris Brown isn't that like that, so I don't want to go too overboard, but I don't want to just give everyone something that everyone else is wearing.
I feel like Beyonce, you're allowed to look like you fucking tried, but I feel like Chris Brown, you've kind of got to look like you didn't really think about it, but
yeah,
really,
you've got to look like
you did think about it.
That's now my Roman Empire this week. Today I'm still in Beyonce mode. I don't think I'll leave Beyonce mode. I want a brand to invite me, but it's probably not going to happen.
I saw that on your story. You were like, P.S. I've got another outfit.
I really do. I did have another outfit, but I went with the cow one. So we'll see.
With your Instagram, I mean, not your Instagram, your TikTok, because I do feel like you've got so much love on these videos, which obviously because you're a fashion girly, that, I mean, as your sister has made me really happy, but do you feel like it's maybe brought a bit of your spark back or... like, because I know your confidence wasn't super high before.
I'm definitely feeling a spark back, but then I don't know. Today, I've just had like anxiety is the wrong word. I don't really know what the word would. Just like a lot of headspace and like pressure. Just a lot of like uneasy feeling about, oh, but is it just gonna like completely drop back to what it was? I need to keep this high now. Like, what? I need to keep everyone this engaged. So what can I do? What can I do? But like, obviously I'm not going to Beyonce concert every week. I'm just a normal girl, but I want to kind of now stay on it. So I'm really trying to like, and definitely over the weekend, like I was so proud. Me and Yannick, I hit 764K last night as we got into bed. Me and Yannick were jumping on the bed like 764.7. And then I've woke up today and it's 764.1. So I'm like, oh, I just really need to stay on it now. Just now, maybe people are noticing that I'm this fashionista. Just keep doing more fashion, and get known for it.
We can only hope and pray, and
all I can do is put in the work. But yeah, I just think I was genuinely so blessed and happy over the weekend that I felt like I was getting the credit maybe I deserved. And I feel like you and Sophie and Mum and even like my best friends were all texting me like, wow, like this is the you that everyone needs to be seeing. And I think what gave me validation is I felt like last week on TikTok I was just crazy me again.
That's what,
like,
I was about to say.
Because I was like just so excited. And I don't know whether people think the screaming and everything is put on. That is just me. Like, did you see Danielle's comment? Danielle is like my
best friend of 8 years.
She lives in Australia.
I could literally picture her saying what she typed.
So she said,
that's so Danielle.
She commented like, oh, it's amazing how excited you get over things. It's like the inner child never left you. But that is me. So
I think even like, the fact that you just said
just
you and Yannick were
actually liking me, and it's made me think I need to be more of that. And I think when I first started TikTok, I definitely portrayed that personality a lot more because I didn't care. I was new on TikTok. I was just being me. And I don't think I've tried to do it on purpose, but you start comparing yourself to these really polished, clean girls and editing, and you try and be more like that because you think they're getting the brand deals. But really, it's like, look at me being me. It's getting the most engagement. So I just, it's definitely given me the confidence boost to just be like, I'm just going to be me. And then I think hopefully things will come from that.
I've definitely noticed that. And even you just said, like, you and Yannick were celebrating on your bed, like getting excited, like, you've just told us about that, obviously, but it's not necessarily for cameras, and that's actually just who you are as a person. And I think,
oh yeah,
I do think without you knowing, you don't share those bits because you think, oh, it's not what people want. Or I think, like, almost like, not to get deep, I almost feel like society then like tries to mold us and suppress us into who we should be, and yeah, then all of a sudden you're looking at your content, and then this week, actually, everyone is so here for you, which I think why I'm like proud little sister, because I'm like, yeah, that's my sister, because that is just
that
you.
That is literally her. Like, she's not this person that, yeah, that she's been portraying. I think it's definitely given me that like boost of like, okay, let's just be me again now. Let's do things I want to do, like get excited over the things I want to get excited about. I'm not the Pilates matcha girl, and that's absolutely fine. Like, there are people out there that resonate with me. I'm the extra person that gets cow print nails for Beyonce and like all of that. So yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's made me feel selfishly it's made me feel yeah, good seeing you.
I
happy.
Also saw another comment that was like, your household must never be quiet, and I'm like, no, it's really not. Like, poor Yannick can't ever get peace.
Yeah, like, but we're not allowed to stay in silence.
He loves the, like, even this weekend he said like, oh, I love that, like, your personality is back, like, I just love your goofy personality, like, that's you. So
yeah, it is,
it really is.
That's nice.
But then on days like today where I've just woke up and it's gone like this, and then I'm like, also me is like, right, I need to just like have a day.
It is hard to feel, when you feel high so high, it is hard to maintain, especially with things like, you know, concerts and holidays, like is it dopamine? I don't know. The levels dopamine that you get from these things, you do actually come on a little
have
bit
a come
of a
down.
Yeah.
No, you really do. So yeah,
but it's quite nice, you've got a few things planned now. You've got Chris Brown, you've got Afro Nation, you've got quite a lot of music things, and I think,
yeah, it's also made me realize I just need things, make you happy, things to look, be excited for, and I'm obviously just a happy person then.
Oh, question, have you started life coaching?
Yes. Yeah.
Do we get any update on that yet, or do we have to wait and see?
I had my first you will die.
Oh,
so
really?
I had my first session on Friday. Yeah. Ellie, you know me. I cried.
You cried?
Weren't expecting that, were you?
I was not. I was expecting you to say you laughed the whole way through, and your life coach was like,
when I first signed on, I actually gave a disclaimer. I said to her, I was like, I'm really sorry if I awkwardly laugh all the way through this, but it's just my way of dealing with these types of things. I laugh through life a lot, and I don't really. And she was like, okay. And then she, I told her something, and then obviously, like me, just not even thinking anything's that deep, and then like just carried on. Mm. And then when I finished talking, she was like, going back to what you said about that, I was like, oh, she was like, how did that make you feel? And then I like went to answer the question, and I was like, and I just started welling up, and I was like, oh my God, why am I crying? And she was just there, like, silent, giving me my time. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't normally cry. She was like, it's okay. And I was like, it makes me feel like, and then I was like crying, and I was like, what is going on? Aww. I was like, okay, well, this is what we obviously need to explore then.
Yeah. A lot to unpack.
So yeah. But no, what I will say is after that as well, just kind of like at the end of the session, we like set a goal, and just even talking about the goal, I was like, nah, I need to like do this and level up and this and this. And then I just think having that mindset going into the weekend, and then obviously the weekend kind of going well and getting the confidence boost from the followers, I was like, no, I am that girl. Like, I should own it. Like, the one thing she did say to me, and I think I'll have more to say on life coaching when I've had a few more sessions, because
of course
it was just the first.
There's not much.
I've only had 1 hour of it so far, but she was like, it's more than, she was like, it's normal to own who you are. It's not an ego. It's not this or that. And she was like, I think because you are, because you've already come on here and mentioned like, oh, how you're really loud and people misjudge you and XYZ. And she was saying society does like to dim people's greatness and confidence and sparkle and this, and she was like, in everyone, like everyone does it to feel better about themselves. She was like, you might even be guilty of doing it, like every single person does it. So she was like, you really have to own being yourself, because there's always going to be someone dulling your sparkle, even if it's intentional or not.
So like, you don't want to start dulling it down yourself because people already do it for you.
So
I think it is hard to.
That's so true. I definitely have been dulling my own sparkle or letting outside opinions dull it. So
yeah, like it's important to be unapologetically you.
Yeah, that's basically what she was saying.
Well, that's good. Well, keep me updated on how it goes.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will. I'm having my next one. It was 2 weeks from that day, so like 10 days now or something.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a really big catch up with you there. It's made me feel full.
I know.
Filled my cup a bit, I think.
Filled my cup.
Fabulous. Right. Seen as, do you know what this made me think when I saw you go see Beyonce? I was like, Lucy is like diehard fans of quite a lot of celebrities. So I prepared a game for you to determine which celebrity we actually like the best.
Stop. No, because you know what Yannick asked me at the weekend? He was like, I said after the concert when I was going on and on about how it was the greatest night of my life and all of this jazz. Actually, an embarrassing amount, because when I've watched back the TikToks, I'm like, best night of my life, best night of my life, best night of my life.
No, I was like, if she said it, she's like, you could just tell you were so happy, but I was like, she says it one more time.
One more time, I'm going to.
Had you had a Prosecco
or two? Poor Yannick had that for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you're just not as excited as me. And he was like, I didn't go to the concert.
He's
and I was
like...
But he was like, okay, so if you had to choose Beyonce or Kim K, and I was like, I would never. And he was like, no, like, you have to. And I was like, I'd never do that.
Well, you have to in my game. So have you seen those things on TikTok where it's like, has two pictures of people and you have to pick the one and then the other person gets replaced?
Yeah, don't do this to me.
Obviously, I don't have photos, but I prepared 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 12 people for you to play the game.
Don't do this to me, because if Kim and Beyonce come up, I'm not continuing.
Well, there's a game that you have to continue. That's the rule. Like, that's just how games
work. Oh my God, I feel like I'm on the Ellen show, although she's linked to P. Diddy now or something.
No, really?
Yeah, you know, she lives in the UK now,
moved after Trump was voted back in, didn't she? Because he's just like obviously not about equal rights for like.
Yeah, but I swear LGBTQ. She's getting well bad press about being involved with like maybe killing someone. I don't even know.
Oh my, what?
No, crazy America. America has a problem.
America is actually crazy.
Anyway,
okay, ready. Obviously, it starts easier and gets harder.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Taylor Swift or Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez or Hailey Bieber?
Hailey Bieber.
Oh, I didn't actually realise that those two would be up against each other.
Yeah, great. I was like, whoa.
Oh. Do you know what? I didn't used to like Hailey that much, but I actually quite like her now.
I don't actually know much about her, but I just feel like kind of who she hangs around with and this. I'd like want to be like in her friendship group.
Friendship group looks vibes.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber or Kendall Jenner?
Let's go Kendall. No, let's stick to Hailey.
Stick with Hailey. Hailey Bieber or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
I like Zendaya. Zendaya or Kylie?
I still feel like I don't know anything about her like Hailey, though. She don't really give us a lot.
Yeah, because they're like, well, Zendaya is, I guess, because she's an actress and she's like next level fake. I feel like actors and actresses are quite good at keeping themselves to themselves, because I guess they're not famous for like being on Instagram and in the limelight.
Yeah.
They're just, yeah, I know what you mean. Zendaya or Kylie Jenner?
Kylie, I love her at the moment. I just want to be her bestie.
Yeah, I'm so here for Kylie.
I'm so here for Kylie at the minute. Did you see that she dropped her boobs? How she got her boobs done?
No, I've not seen this.
Oh my god, where have you been?
What, has it been all over
socials? Do you follow that Rachel, is it Rachel O'Leary? Rachel someone? Rachel Leary?
Yeah, I think I've watched some of her YouTube videos.
So she put a TikTok out being like, this is for Kylie Jenner and Kylie Jenner only. So if you're not Kylie, keep scrolling. Obviously, it got loads of traction and she was just like, come on, just let us girlies know. Like, this is a safe space.
Oh, I think
space.
I saw
like,
that. I think I saw that video. Done?
She literally, Kylie Jenner commented the exact thing of how she got her boobs done. Like, exactly what she got.
Oh, wow.
So then everyone's gone mental.
That from Kylie.
Everyone's gone mental. And then everyone on TikTok's now been like, guys, can we stop stressing out? Because if we make every time she drops something a big deal, she's not going to keep sharing stuff with us.
Like, acting the whole of social media to act casual. Guys, everyone act casual, right? Kylie's not going to be our friend.
Because that Rachel comment, because Rachel said in her video, it's a safe space. And now she's making videos like, when you tell Kylie Jenner it's a safe space, but it's obviously not. But Page Six literally posted, I think, something of Kylie. And then over her boobs was just what her comment of like what she got done. And I was just like, oh, no. But I was like, fair play for not gatekeeping. And it's taken you years, but thanks. So I was like, the amount of girls that will go and ask for that now.
I'm tempted
to ask for that when I get mine done, if I ever get them done.
Can I just say I've always been a Kylie gal?
No, you have always been a Kylie
gal.
I
would like to be Kylie.
Yeah.
Right. You picked Kylie, assuming, because we talked about her for 5 minutes.
Sorry,
Kylie Jenner or J-Lo?
Kylie.
Kylie or Chloe?
It has to be Chloe.
Oh. Chloe, you do love Chloe. Chloe is a vibe. She makes me laugh. Chloe or Margot
She's a loyal
Robbie?
One. Chloe.
Chloe or Kim?
Because, like, if you're asking who I'd rather just, like, hang out with, but no, it has to be Kim.
You would love to hang out with Kim.
Yeah, I so would. It's Kim.
Kim or Rihanna?
Rihanna would be a vibe to hang out with. But Kim.
Rihanna is vibey, though. She's pregnant at the minute.
I know.
Less vibey.
Again. She is vibey. I love her outfits.
Yeah, you could talk about fashion. Though you could talk about fashion with Kim. I think that's why the last three people I picked, is like, you love their fashion. Kim or Beyonce?
I'm not picking.
You can't leave it. You can't leave it as the two. You have to pick.
It's just Kim and B. Kim and B.
Does it upset you that they're not, like, friends?
Yeah. It doesn't upset me that they're not friends. It would upset me if, like, because I know there's rumours that how, like, Beyonce, like, really doesn't like the Kardashians. And I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure she doesn't give it any headspace. But it would upset me if they actually didn't like each other. Because I just think I love, like, successful women in their own lane. You don't have to be friends, but don't hate each other.
I think that's what their vibe is. I think Beyonce's like, do my thing, I don't care. Like, you do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, that's what I'm telling myself, because they are like strong independent women that like bring up women, so I don't think they would like actively hate on each other.
Yeah.
Me talking like I know them.
Yeah, we so know them.
Okay, so...
Oh, I love that little game. So Kim and Beyonce then.
I wanted you to be able to... We could have said it without doing the game, but I enjoyed the game.
Yeah, I enjoyed the game too. I think if I had to have like people around for dinner from that list, like if I could pick my top, whatever, Beyonce, Rihanna, Kim, Chloe, Kylie. That'd be a great dinner party for me anyway.
There would be a lot of main characters. You need a few Kendalls.
I know.
Like, you can't have all main characters at the table.
Just see how it goes.
You're like, why? I'm not changing it. That's who I'm having.
No, right, I tell you what would actually be the best slumber party.
What if... No, sorry. Just
you,
what if someone...
No, Kylie and Chloe and me. Slumber party. That'd be a vibe.
And me. Can I come?
You can come.
Yeah, perfect. What if someone literally said, you can meet Kim or Beyonce today?
No, I'm not answering.
What would you do then? Not meet either of them?
I can't decide.
It's like, if you went through that door, you'd meet Kim. If you went through that door, you meet Beyonce.
I don't know. Both. It has to be both. I'd run through both doors.
But you can't. It's not physically possible.
My brain's overwhelmed.
Okay.
I love them both so much.
We'll circle back. Okay. So, obviously, we've talked a lot about Beyoncé concert, and I think quite a lot of people on your, like, comments and stuff were like, oh, this is a sign that I should do things by myself.
Yeah, because I went solo.
And, like, yeah, so you went to the concert by yourself. And I even know when you told me you'd booked tickets, I was like, my straightaway question was, oh, who are you going with? And you're like, well, I'm just going. And I was so like, do you know what? That's amazing, because a lot of people would then not go, even if it was something they really wanted to do, because they'd go by themselves.
Yeah.
So I think that is amazing that you went. And like you say, like, it didn't even really matter that you sort of said when you were there that you went by yourself. So
yeah.
Obviously, other than concert, because we've talked about that today, what is something, especially as, like, I guess, like, a woman in that, well, I guess we're women in our 20s, so it's easier for us to say from, like, that point of view. But I guess, like, just to give people confidence or reassurance, what are things that you would recommend you do by yourself?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, in your life.
Okay, so I really live by this one, because I've done it, I mean, several times. But, like, it doesn't have to be abroad, but like moving to a new city. Like, so when I went to university, I went on my own. I didn't know anyone going, and I've met the best people. Where I went repping, so moving abroad, or I did go to Dubai as well. So I've done it a few times, but I think moving somewhere on your own, it doesn't necessarily have to be a million miles away. Even if it's just that, like, you're living at home and you're just moving out onto your own. I just genuinely feel like when you're in your early 20s, I don't know, wherever it is in your life, having time on your own and doing something on your own in a new place kind of puts you out there so much that you have to do things that are not the norm for you. And it just gives you a whole new perspective. Like, it makes you meet new people. So I think definitely doing something on your own that is like going to allow you to make new friends, like making new friends as well, like, amazing. So
I guess moving not just like in your area of like comfortableness, so like around where you grew up,
like moving somewhere you don't know anyone,
it makes you do more than just move by yourself,
because
it makes you then do loads of things by yourself.
You have to get out and leave the house to meet people. And life is for living and experiences, so it does get you, like, dopamine levels up, and you do our experience. It's like when you go on holiday and you love it. It's because you're experiencing something new and it's out of the norm. So I definitely think moving somewhere on your own is just so gratifying. Is that the word? Like,
you get a lot of gratification from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, especially, like,
you
I
moved
guess
to London as well.
Yeah, so I moved to London when I was 19, and that was like, that was a really big thing for me to have something of my own. And, you know, even if it's, because obviously now I've moved back to Yorkshire, which is where we're originally from. And I do think, you know, things can take full circles, but that is the best thing I ever did for me as a person to grow and develop, I think.
I think growing, learning and development, like you say, that you get from a move, you don't even realize until it's like maybe years later, months later, and you're like, wow, like, I'm a different person, but like so much better.
Even in like just like education and learning as well. Like, I learned so much going from
things.
We're quite like streetwise and like, you know, aware of everything, I would say, the way we were brought up. But when I moved to London, it was like a whole different ballgame. And I like learned loads of things that I didn't even know
existed.
Yeah. I think on sort of being sort of maybe your late teens, like when you go to uni or when you'd finished uni getting a job, so in your 20s as well, I think it is very unlikely that your nearest people are going to want to do the same things as you. So unless you do those things by yourself, you are going to miss out on experiences, which, you know, like, we only get one life.
Yeah, what I will say, if we do have any younger listeners, don't just take the subjects that your friends are taking. If you love business, but no new friends are taking business studies, still go and do it, because I was one of them that took, none of my people took the subjects I wanted to take, but I still took the ones I wanted. And you meet your people kind of in the subjects that all love that. So definitely, even if that's the first thing you're going to do by yourself, like, you're going to have such a better time doing the things you actually want to do and meet. And again, it forces you to meet new people.
It is daunting, but especially if it's something like a subject or a university or whatever it may be. Well, like you say, you're going to find more of your people because they're going to have similarities. My one, which it's weird that we've not even spoke about this, we basically picked something very, very similar. So mine's not like moving somewhere by yourself, but it's living by yourself.
Yeah.
So I just think, obviously, all the things you've said, but then, so I've never technically lived by myself. Because I've lived in house shares, but then when me and Richard bought our house, he lived in London Monday to Friday. So Monday to Friday, I was very much sort of by myself. And being by myself and being alone was always something that I struggled quite a lot with. So it meant that I overcame that. And I was talking to someone about it at work, I think, the other day. And actually, knowing that you can fully be self-sufficient, you don't need anyone else to, you know, do things for you, make you happy that day. You are fully self-sufficient. That's a really empowering thing. So I think if you do get that opportunity at some point to live by yourself, I think that's huge.
Yeah, 100%. I think living by yourself, really, again, like, just the self-development you do without even realizing you're doing it is major.
And
getting into your own routines and realizing what you like to do, and it just helps you learn so much.
Holding yourself accountable and not having someone else to do it there for you.
Yeah, no one else is going to come and pick up your washing and do all this. And it can be hard, like, having to do all your own life admin, all your own housework, and go to work and be an adult. And you're like, I'm just a girl. But there's something, again, just so gratifying about it.
Don't get me wrong, like, we were not thriving every day. We let the cleaning build up to Thursday, and then we had a productive Thursday. But, you know, it's about growth and learning.
Exactly. Oh, well, I loved good that. Chat, proper good little catch up.
I enjoyed
thanks
that
for listening,
a lot.
Guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Let us know if there's anything you want to hear from us in the coming weeks, with topics and trending things that are going on that you might want to get our opinions on. But yeah.
We love you all.
See you next week.
Bye.